Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Lockwood, and on the surface, I teach you how to declutter your home so you can focus on what matters most to you as a mom, which I'm guessing isn't those laundry mountains, dishes stacked to the sky, and the tornadoes you clean up all day. My hope for this podcast is so much more than teaching you to declutter. I record all of my episodes live and in real time so that you can have the experience of a mom friend who gets you and is there for you. My audio isn't perfect, my kids might interrupt us, but the conversations we have are real, impactful, and proof that there are other moms like you that decluttering has worked for. If you want to join me and thousands of other moms for live episodes, go find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Motherhood Simplified and we'll welcome you with open arms. See you soon. All right, everybody, welcome to today's episode where we're talking about how decluttering can help you become a fun mom again. Or if you're like me, become a fun mom for the very first time. Hey, Jessica, yes, of course. So if you guys are listening on the podcast, just so you know, the podcast episodes are often, most often, recorded live inside of the Facebook group so that you can interact, we can hang out. Community is so important for moms, and it's not always doable to have it face-to-face, so the Facebook group is our place to find community for moms. Okay, so I hope to see you inside of there. Hey, Christy. Okay, so I want to start off by telling you a story this morning. The reason that I actually decided to talk about this today was that it's Monday. My husband went to work. My big kids went to school. Kaylee, Tara, and I stayed at home, and every day before lunch, we clean up. And then we go eat lunch and then we put her down for a nap. Anyway, I had kind of a light bulb moment because when it came time to clean up, Kaylee was picking up her stuff and I noticed that all of her little people that she uses for her little people house, she had placed them all in a row in their beds. And it was so freaking cute to me to see her play in that way. Right. And to be honest, the reason I'm telling you this is because I am nursing Tara basically my whole entire day and I missed it. I knew she was playing and she was quiet, which usually means destruction. And I totally missed her lining up her little beds for her little people and laying them in there. And it was just a really sweet moment for me of like, oh my gosh, like she's playing and she's having fun and she probably had, you know, a little story going on in her head about what she was doing with all of those little people and toys and their Winnie the Pooh ones. So in my head, I'm like, did she tuck them in? Did she tell them good night? Did she read them a story? You know, like it was just really sweet. And I missed the actual moment, but the mess was a reminder of what she had done that day. And I really enjoyed it. And I wanted to share that with you guys because since decluttering, I've been able to see these moments for what they are, right? Instead of seeing burden and more work for me to do and chaos and to be honest, just more work for me, right? So decluttering really helps you see your messes differently. Okay, and I know that there's like a meme out there that floats around. It's like, you know, laundry piles means you have, you know, enough clothes to wear. You know, dirty dishes means you have food to eat. Messes mean your kids have, you know, toys to play with. But I have to be completely honest and say that back when I was drowning in clutter, that was not comforting to me at all, right? It was like me trying to make myself feel better about all of this very severely overwhelming stuff I had going on and trying to put a positive spin on it, which is just what I do by nature, but it was a band-aid, right? It was telling me nice frilly things to make me feel better, but not addressing the root issue, which was that the dishes made me want to cry, Right. I was to a point where I actually threw dishes away that had been sitting for so long instead of washing them, because that's how overwhelmed I was, right? I've told you guys that before. I had a crock pot that sat for like 4 days and I was like, it's not even worth it. I'm going to throw it away, right? Like, that's my dirty secret. I've told you guys this before. Maybe you've done the same, maybe with your Tupperware. But of course, all of these things, all of these messes around us do have a positive light to them. But if you're so overwhelmed, like it's almost dismissing the fact that you're struggling, right? It's dismissing it. It's telling you like, don't feel bad because you have so many dishes, because hey, guess what? You have food to eat, right? Duh. Like, we know that, we're grateful for that, but that doesn't mean that we can't also be overwhelmed by it, right? We can be grateful that, you know, we have the means to give our kids a house full of toys, but that doesn't mean that we don't have the right to be overwhelmed by it and want to change it, right? Especially when having so much stuff, Amber says, I've done the exact same thing with dishes, right? Like, I'm pretty sure most of us have done it, or at least really considered doing it. But when we don't declutter, like, we get stuck in this cycle of busy and of overwhelm, and it prevents us from being able to play with our kids and have fun with them and see the remnants, right, of all of that with gratitude. We see it with overwhelm first, and then we try and force ourselves to see it with gratitude instead of saying, I see this and I'm grateful, right? Why not just skip the feeling overwhelmed part and jump right to the grateful? Yes, your feelings are valid. Exactly. But I want to help you get there faster, right? I want to help you go from like, oh my gosh, there's a huge mess. Oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed. I want to sit here and cry. Let's just jump right to the grateful part, right? Let's get right to the gratitude and be like, wow, this was actually really a sweet moment with my family. Okay. So when we have too much clutter, like I said, it keeps us in this cycle of busy, in this cycle of being overwhelmed, in this cycle of not being able to actually play or engage with our kids, okay? I'll be honest too and let you guys know that I struggle to play like imaginary stuff, right? Like playing house and playing dress up, I'm just not good at it. So if that's you too, if you struggle with that kind of stuff, like the storylines and the Barbies and the make-believe part of it, just substitute play for engage, right? Engage with your kids. Because that's what clutter does. It prevents you from playing and engaging with your kids, right? We have too much to do. And we're just trying to stay afloat. We are doing the bare minimum to get by. And if we choose to play with our kids, or if we choose to stop what we're doing and engage with our kids, that means that we're falling behind, right? So we don't want to get further behind. We're already going and going and going and just trying to keep up. Like, we want to not fall even further behind, right? So that is one way that clutter keeps us from being a fun, playful, and engaged mom. It also makes us grumpy, right? When our houses are cluttered and messy and overwhelming and there's too much to do and we feel like no one's helping us out and we're never going to get ahead and we're basically just, you know, a glorified roommate and maid, like, that makes us grumpy. It makes us grumpy, and nobody wants to play or have fun when they're feeling like taken advantage of grump, right? It also leaves us uninspired. Okay, so uninspired and overwhelmed. And it's really hard to play and be engaged when you are uninspired and overwhelmed, right? We are uninspired to, some examples, like, we're uninspired to spontaneously make a fort with our kids because there's already a huge mess and forts are messy and they're big and they're chaos, and you don't want to add that to the chaos that's already going on, right? When you clear the clutter, you can get inspired. You can see open spaces. You can see opportunities to actually play. Okay, so I think you guys are understanding, right? Let me know if you're on the same page, if you're watching this live. Do you feel like this? Like, do you feel me on this? Is this how it feels when you're trying to play with your kids? Because I hope I'm not alone in feeling like this was every day for me, right? Of course, I wanted to be the fun mom who played with her kids and who made forts and who was able to cook and bake with them and who was able to paint and do crafts and play Play-Doh. But all of that equaled more work for me. More work, more overwhelm, less time, more falling behind, more being grumpy, more trying to do something and being overwhelmed already, so that it ended up me just snapping at everyone. And it wasn't fun because it was just a series of me being a grump, right? Let me know. Yes. Okay. You guys are saying yes. Overwhelmed on a daily basis. Yes. Okay. So you're not alone. You're not alone in this. Now let's talk about how decluttering. I want to get you like pumped up. I want to get you pumped up to actually do something about your clutter today. Pumped up, get it gone. When you, and I can tell you this from my own personal experience, and I can tell you this from the experience of the other moms who have taught how to do this. Maybe you're one of them. Maybe you're about to be one of them. Oh. Get ready. Okay. Get ready. Stick around here long enough. I will get you so pumped up to get rid of your stuff. You'll have an empty house, mostly. I'm just kidding, kind of, unless you want it to be totally empty. Okay, so when you declutter, when you get rid of your stuff, all of a sudden you have time. Okay, that's one of the things that blew my mind when we got rid of our clutter, was that I went from working one job to working two jobs. Okay, I would work from like 6 or 7 a.m. to like 6 or 7 p.m., I would come home at the end of the day. My house was taken care of. I could feed the kids. I could get some time with them. I could get them cleaned, put them to bed. And then my husband and I had nothing to do but hang out with each other. That was it. It was crazy. It was insane. We watched the entire series of Friends start to finish. That was the first thing we did when we decluttered, right? And it wasn't like we did it on purpose. It was just that we had time. We had so much time. So much time that the kids would go to bed and we would work out, because fitness is really important to us. Some of you guys know my podcast studio is also in our basement gym. We had time, which was amazing. Okay, I had time for my kids. I had time for myself. I had time for my husband. And it got easy. All right, it got easy to play with my kids because the space was set up. It wasn't overwhelming. It wasn't like I needed to spend 30 minutes cleaning before we could get the Play-Doh out. It was like, you guys want to play Play-Doh? Let's get it out right now, right? Because we can. We have time and it's easy and we have the space to do it. You want to paint? Okay, great. Like, we'll do it right here, right now. Now, I'm not saying that every single time they ask to do something, I do it, but it's comforting to me to know that my house is set up and decluttered enough so that if I want to and they want to, I can. If they want to make a fort, we can. If we want to go play outside, we can. If we want to bake something, we can, right? We have, it's easy, right? We have the ability and it's pretty easy for us to do. So I promise you if you declutter, it's not going to be, you're not going to be disappointed. You're not going to be disappointed. It will work for you. You just have to give it a try and you have to be patient with it and you have to stick with it. And I know that decluttering is hard, right? It's hard, but not decluttering is harder because you have to continue to live the way you've been living, which is a huge struggle. So you have to kind of choose like what, if you guys on the podcast, you can't see this, but Tara's eating my face. You have to choose which hard you want. Do you want to continue on with the hard that you're living right now that's not moving you forward, or you do you want to do something hard that will move you forward? Okay, so you're listening to this podcast, you probably know that I offer a ton of resources to teach you how to actually do this, right? I simplify it, I give you the steps, I show you how. The easiest, simplest way to start is with the Purge-a-thon. All right, it's 3 days of decluttering projects that you can actually do as a mom. I'll put it in the description of the video or the podcast so that you can click on the link and find it, but it's bit.ly/purgeathon. It's all free and it gets you started. It shows you can do this. It shows you that it's easy. And I hope to see you inside of that. Okay. I want you to get started with this and I'll see you on the next episode. Hey friend. Did you love this episode? If you did, I would love if you took a screenshot of it
and shared it with somebody else. Okay, the whole point of this is to create a community of moms who get each other, who support each other, and who, when they find something that helps them, they share it with somebody. So I would love if you shared this podcast with somebody, with maybe just a little note about how it helped you or how it inspired you, so that it can help somebody else. I would also love it if you left me a review. Leaving a review lets me get better stats on the internet and blah, blah, blah. Basically, it helps me help more moms like you. I would so appreciate it. If you hated this episode, I'm sorry, but I'm also kind of impressed that you listened to it all and you're still listening. So still leave me a review, still share it, because I'm sure somebody can benefit from it. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Thank you.